The Wind and the Sun, a Santali folktale. One afternoon, the wind and the sun were having an argument about who was stronger. I've uprooted huge trees and drowned millions of ships. You can't do either of those things, said the wind proudly. The sun smiled and shrugged. That doesn't mean you're more powerful, he said. I can cover you with clouds so that no one can see you. You can't do that to me, said the wind. But the sun just smiled warmly. I still think I'm stronger than you, he said calmly. The wind began to grumble. He didn't like the idea of the sun being stronger than him. Why don't we have a test? The wind finally suggested. He whipped around, looking for something to show off his strength. Shall we see who can knock down the most number of houses, he asked. Let's keep it simple. See that man over there? Asked the sun. The wind looked down and saw a man walking down a road. He was whistling happily to himself and had a shawl thrown across his shoulders. Shall we see who can force him off the road first? The wind asked. No, that will only hurt him, the sun replied. Let's just see who can take his shawl off. The wind shrugged and whipped around the sky. He huffed and puffed and made the leaves in the trees shiver. The man frowned at the sky and wrapped his shawl tightly around himself. Thunderclouds appeared in the sky. Animals began running for shelter. And the wind began to roar. The man wrapped his shawl even tighter. Soon the thunderclouds drifted away. The wind had blown himself out. I give up. I can't do it, panted the wind. He curled up on top of a cloud to catch his breath. Now it's my turn, said the sun. He yawned lazily and stretched his rays. He seemed to grow brighter and bigger in the sky. Soon, it was as hot as a summer day. The man looked up at the sky and wiped the sweat off his forehead. What strange weather we're having today, he said to himself. Then he took his shawl off and tucked it under his arm. "Looks like you win," the wind agreed cheerfully. He clapped his hands and made the leaves on the trees rustle. "You don't have to knock a man down to take his shawl off," said the sun with a teasing smile. They laughed together and watched the man walking down the road again, whistling happily to himself.